Okay, guys. I know you just spoke with Kevin Demoff. Very excited as an organization to team up with United Way and all the great things that they represent and be a part of helping with this community. So with that, we'll start questions.
Gerald Everett looks better every time I see him. Today got a nice pass show that's been. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, I think you saw it. You know, when he's just understanding exactly what's going on and he can just go play, that's when you see his athleticism show up, and that's why we feel like he's going to be capable of being a good player for us. So I think just like a lot of these rookies, as they're getting more comfortable with what we're asking them to do, it allows them to play faster and not having to feel like they're thinking so much, and I thought that play that you saw was a great example of that. You know, I wouldn't say it's anything that we haven't seen. We're continuing to evaluate that position. I think we've seen good things from Greg at times, and we've seen some good things from Jamon Brown. But what we're looking for up front is just consistency, and that's both in the run game and in protection and being reliable and accountable. And I think any time that you're able to kind of develop that continuity up front, that's going to help us as a whole. But that's what you're really looking for all linemen, and I think at times those guys have represented that, and, you know, that's what we're striving to find from all five of our starters when this thing gets rolling. Yeah, I think, you know, as we continue to evaluate guys this offseason, especially when you don't have pads on, you always want to be mindful of how much you put into it. But I think it was a great opportunity for us as a coaching staff to get around Greg, see some of the things that make him a special talent, and then we'll continue to help him develop and move forward.
Sean, several times throughout practice, the group as a whole came around and shared some words. Are those moments in practice impromptu, or are they sort of scripted? And if so, and then what are you actually saying in those moments?
Yeah, I think some of them are and some of them aren't. You know, I think we've always got to be ready to adjust and adapt, and always mindful of it's always about the team. And I think we're doing a great job coming together. Offense, defense, and special teams want to continue to preach those themes. But, you know, some of those situations might be kind of just sudden change where we kind of say, all right, we're explaining what the next period might be if it's kind of off the script to force guys to adjust like you would in a game. So kind of each circumstance and each example of that is kind of a little bit different.
Coach Phillips has a long history of coming into a defense and immediately turning it around and making it better. What is it about the way he coaches or his scheme or what he does that makes him so able to come in and immediately, you know, make things better?
Well, I think it's a credit to his teaching. You know, he tries to make things simple, make sure the players understand it, and that enables them to play fast. I think one of the things that I think he would be proud of is that it seems like a lot of these players that he's coached always seem to play their best when they're working with him. And I think, you know, that's a great example of coaching, putting your players in good positions to be successful. He's done that, and that's why we feel good to be able to have him as our defensive coordinator.
What's been happening with EJ Gaines and Lance Dunbar?
Yeah, I think, you know, the situation with EJ where he just had a soft tissue thing, just being smart with him going into this little break and no need to push it right now to make sure he's ready for training camp. And kind of the same thing with Lance, you know, want to be mindful of the injury he had a couple years ago. And, you know, we know he's capable of being a good player and want to make sure that we're smart about that. And really kind of the goal for a lot of these guys is to make sure that by the time training camp rolls around, they're ready to roll. And if they're not involved with the physical reps, they're locked in and staying mentally into it so that, you know, they can get that opportunity to kind of just learn from those reps that maybe their teammates are getting.
As of right now, do you feel like everybody's pretty much going to be ready to go by training camp?
Yeah, that's the anticipation right now. Feel very fortunate that as of this point, we haven't had any injuries that are going to affect guys' ability to be ready. So that's a blessing, and we feel good about that.
Because you haven't had tape on field for most of this, what's your message to him, or what can he do, you know, over the next 6 weeks to get himself where he needs to be?
Yeah, you know, I think he's done a good job controlling what he can control, and that's working and doing as much as he could with the limitations that he had with the wrist. I think he's done a great job in meetings where he knows exactly what's going on. And then when you get to those physical reps, I think as soon as he's able to, with Reggie and the training staff, catch footballs from a quarterback and do some of those things that you're going to do, the better. And you know, he's a guy that's real conscientious. He's going to get himself ready to go, and I think that's some of the things he can do in the meantime to kind of give himself a jump start. So the first time I'm catching live routes and things like that instead of just the jugs or a tennis ball machine isn't going to be once we report.
Sean, do you have a good sense for where Tavon fits in this offense right now, or do you have to wait till we get
Yeah, you know, I think we have ideas of the way we want to utilize him. But, you know, I think he's done a lot of great things on tape. But until you're actually able to get out on the grass with him, watch him do some of the things that we're asking him to do, it does make it a little bit more difficult. But we're certainly projecting him to be a big part of our offense. And how exactly we use him is to be determined. But we definitely have discussed those things as a staff. And, you know, we'll get a chance to see that early on in training camp.
Sean, can we get two more?
A lot of situational football we've seen the last couple of practices. Can you stress that enough?
I don't think so, you know, and really when you go through it with your coaching staff, there's so many different things that come up, but as long as you're mindful and we're kind of educating both coaches and the players on how we want to handle these different things and be on the same lines of communication, I think it gives us a chance to handle them in a manner that some of these great teams around the league seem to do year in and year out. So we always talk about stress and situational awareness and being situational masters, and that's something that is going to be a continuous focus for us moving forward, hopefully for years to come.
Coach, you made some changes on the offensive line, some position changes. Can you just talk about the thought process of moving Arav to guard and moving Jamon to tackle?
Well, I think initially when you look at it, you get a player like Andrew Whitworth, and then you get a chance to see Saffold play at the guard position, feel really good about the left side of our line. And then, you know, when you have Rob, and then you have when you have Rob playing that right guard position, I think he's kind of one of the rare exceptions where he's such a sharp guy, things do happen a little bit faster inside, and he's got better athleticism. We always joke with him he lost a little bit of weight because he got married this offseason, so he had to look good for that. And then I think you're continuing to evaluate that right tackle position with Jamon and Greg, and these are both young, developing players. You know, I know Greg's had a little bit more experience, but Jamon is a guy that's played tackle. I think he got better as the offseason progressed, and we're encouraged to see where these guys are at by the time we hit training camp.
Last one, 99's working out today, so all the business is behind him now.
Well, we certainly hope so. It's always good to have 99 around. He's a big part of what we want to do moving forward, and he's been a special player for this organization. So anytime we're able to see 99 is a good thing for us. And as far as the contract negotiations, those are things that will remain in-house, and we feel good and we're optimistic about that. Thanks, guys.
All righty.